So this is Angela Treat Lyon with IDareYouRadio.com, bringing you massive inspiration, powerful support, and uncommon resources for you daring dreamers. Today my guest is the owner of a company called Pure Green 24, which sells a product that I am so delighted that I found out about, especially in terms of what's happening with this fall's so-called flu season. And I wanted to introduce you to him and company because I think it's so powerful. So I want to introduce to you David Stetson. Welcome, David.
Well, thank you very much for having me on the show today.
Well, you're very welcome. You're absolutely a daring dreamer, so got to have you on my show. So can you tell people, please, a little bit about the product itself so that they can get an understanding of what it is, what it does, and why it's such a great product?
Well, Pure Green 24, it's the first disinfectant on the market that's EPA registered, that it's strong enough to kill the deadly MRSA infection, but it is safe enough to be used on children's toys without a rinse. And not in addition to those wonderful benefits, it also provides 24-hour residual protection, and it does this without any toxic fumes or any toxic chemicals.
Well, now, how is that possible? I'm going to play the devil's advocate here and say, well, okay, how can anything be that effective and yet be that safe?
Well, the active ingredient in the product is a combination of silver and citric acid. Silver has been used for thousands of years as a disinfectant. The Greeks and Romans used to put silver bars or coins in their water to help disinfect their water. And silver is not harmful to humans, pets, or aquatic wildlife, but it's a killer to dangerous bacteria and viruses. Because of the combination of silver and citric acid, it accomplishes two things: the residual protection, and we have a shelf life. There is no expiration dating on our product. Pure Green 24 is, again, the combination of citric acid and silver. Bacteria, for example, are living organisms, and they view the citric acid as a food source. So they will ingest the citric acid, and when they're ingesting the citric acid, they're taking the silver in. So the silver kills the bacteria from the inside out. So we get a complete and total kill of bacteria because we take no prisoners, as we say. There's nothing left behind to become resistant to the effectiveness of our product. Well, the virus, it's a similar type of thing. You know, we provided the independent test data to the EPA, and they review the data, and then we get registered for the kills of those viruses.
On your website, you've got a little video where it shows how the Pure Green 24 actually attacks the outside of the virus and literally makes a hole in it for it to disperse what's in it, and so it literally disassembles it. Is that correct?
That's correct. You did a good review because it's kind of complicated. It's a little hard for me to explain because I'm not a chemist, but it breaks down the structure of the virus. The silver breaks down the structure, and then it falls apart. We have a claim for the influenza A virus, and just to give people a little education, you know, swine flu is just a name that's in the media. It's actually H1N1 is the subcategory of the virus, and that the EPA and the CDC have required that if you want to claim for a disinfection or a kill of that virus, you have to be registered for the influenza A virus, and that is one of the claims that we do have.
Oh, that's awesome. There's different sizes people can buy. What are some of the uses that an ordinary person can use? Like you can put it in your purse and take it to the store and spray your shopping cart, door handles, what else?
You know, the purpose of Pure Green 24 is really to disinfect, we call them touch points, because the viruses and bacteria spread more through touch points than anything else. Doorknobs, chair rails, tabletops, you know, faucets, bathroom fixtures, maybe if you work in an office where you're sharing phones or you're sharing workspace or things like that, you might want to, you know, give it a spray and a wipe. And one thing that's very interesting and concerning at the same time is that bacteria can live for many hours or potentially days on surfaces. And it's a scary thing because you could get a bacteria from somebody you never even met. You never even shook their hand. They touched a doorknob or used a phone prior to you, and they left a little gift behind called a staph bacteria that you could pick up and infect yourself with. So it's important, especially for people with low immune systems, infants, elderly people, people that have compromised systems, if you will. They can't afford to get some sort of infection because they're not strong enough to fight it off. So it's very important that they're very careful and make sure that they don't pick up any of these bacteria or viruses.
Yeah, so let me ask you this. If I go to the store and I spray my shopping cart handle with it, how fast is this effective, and how long do I have to wait before I can touch the bar?
Well, we kill some germs in 30 seconds, and some viruses, the dwell time could be up to 10 minutes. But what we recommend you would do in that case is, you know, it's a little extra work, but you could say you had a Ziploc bag with a paper towel or something with a small 4-ounce travel size bottle. You could spray and wipe it down. And realistically, you can only do your best. If you spray and wipe it, I mean, nobody's going to expect you to stand next to the cart for 10 minutes to wait for it to have its effectiveness. But, you know, if you spray and wipe it ahead of use, you're certainly doing the best you can and making it a much better situation.
So essentially you carry around some tissues or some paper towels with you and spray something and then just use the paper towels on top of that.
That's correct.
Yeah, that's cool. Now, what would happen if, let's say, a bank or a store bought like a big barrel of this stuff? Where could they use it and how effective would that be?
Well, let's say like a bank, for example, they would spray and wipe the keypad of the ATM machine, the front door railings and knobs and things like that, a service counter, any place that people are constantly touching. It's the touch points that you want to disinfect. You don't get the bacteria and the viruses from the floor. It's a different, any place where you're touching, where many people are touching a certain spot, that's where you want to disinfect. And that's where you want to make sure that there's not a spread of the bacteria and viruses.
Okay, that would make sense, especially like health stores that have little deli sections. They could wipe tables and chairs with them, salts and peppers and all that stuff.
Yeah, and we provide, you know, residual protection. None of the toxic chemicals on the market provide any residual protection. So if you spray and wipe, we leave a little bit of product behind. That's the combination of the citric acid and silver, and it keeps on killing. So if somebody was to disinfect the surface and somebody came along with, say, a bacteria or a virus on their fingers and they touched the surface, it would kill that bacteria and virus because we left some product behind. So that keeps on protecting. That's why we have the 24 in our product name.
Ah, so it's kind of like the Ever Ready Bunny.
Yes. You know, we keep on...
keep on killing.
we keep on killing, and it's one of the big benefits of the product.
Okay, so let's say that I use Lysol or Mr. Clean or something like that on my kitchen counter. That's going to leave residue that's not particularly good to eat, but if I use Pure Green 24, is it dangerous for me to eat like a piece of toast that I've buttered on the counter or a piece of fruit that I've cut up?
The product is EPA registered. It can be used on children's toys without a rinse being required. That's how safe the product is. You don't have to worry about that. That you can get it on your skin. You know, there's all sorts of regulations with these types of products, and we're pending with the EPA for what we call food processing and food contact, where one day we'll be using this product in the manufacture of food and the devices that, you know, cut food, chop food, process food. That's one of the things that we'll be working on over the next few months. We'll be able to have those claims as well, food processing.
Well, that's interesting. So how would that work?
Let's say there's poultry, you know, cutting up chickens. You have to disinfect the surface. You know, E. coli and salmonella kill a lot of people in the U.S. every year, and that, you know, we provide 24-hour residual protection against E. coli and salmonella. So what we're going to be able to do is be used physically in those manufacturing or food processing plants where they're, you know, cutting up meat, grinding up sausage, you know, hamburger, et cetera, and used right in those machines to disinfect the machines.
Well, now that brings me to the next question, which is, it's a tasteless product, so
No, it's a little tart. It's an odorless product. If you were to taste it, it would taste a little tart. That's the citric acid.
Ah, okay. And then if let's say that I'm using it for my chicken processing plant, is it going to convey a taste to the chicken?
No, it's such a little bit amount of product, and there'd be such a huge volume of chicken going through it. I just said if you were to spray it on your hands and licked it, like you would, it tastes a little tart.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't be putting that kind of volume on a product where it would leave any taste behind on food processing.
Well, now, who dreamt up this amazing product? There's no other 100% green, 100% effective product that I've ever heard of.
A public company in San Diego called Pure Bioscience has the patent for the product, and they had a scientist 2 years that came up with the chemistry. They're our manufacturer, and they're also working on other products for the FDA with the same technology for burned and wound care, personal hygiene, acne, toe, fungus, all sorts of different things. There'll be lots of applications using this technology that'll be going through the, you know, EPA over time.
You know, for burn patients, that's astounding because most burn patients get infected.
Exactly. I mean,
that's awesome.
The leading cause of death from a burn is not the burn, it's the infection afterwards.
Yeah. Oh, my God, this is awesome. Yippee! Well, gosh, is there anything else that you'd like to add to this that people need to know?
If you like more information, go to our website, puregreen24.com, www.puregreen24.com. We have a lot of information there, technical information, Q&A, and also if somebody would like to purchase it, they're free to go to that website, or if they would like, they could personally call me at 800-306-9122, extension number one. And again, my name is David Stetson, and I look forward to hearing from your listeners.
Well, that's really awesome. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your information and, you know, especially the part about developing new products and ideas for other applications. I think it's really exciting.
Well, thank you very much for having me on the show. Hopefully you found it informative and interesting at the same time.
Okay. Well, thanks again.
Terrific. Well, very good.
So this is Angela Treat Lyon with IdareYouRadio.com, supporting you in living your dream. Don't take normal for one more second, and do what you can to live boldly and audaciously, and do look up puregreen24.com, that's the numeral 24, and get yourself some of this product. I have some myself, I use it, and I think it's fantastic. So thanks again for tuning into the Daring Dreamer Showcase, and we'll see you on the next show.